Claude Opus 4.7, released by Anthropic on April 16, 2026, is the company's current flagship model. For it delivers a 70% task completion rate on Cursor Bench versus 58% for 4.6, and resolves 3 times more production tickets in Rakuten's internal evaluation. 1. For multi-step workflows, the category that matters for teams running overnight engineering agents. Notion reports a plus 14% improvement. One pricing is unchanged at $5 per million input tokens and $25 per million output tokens. 2. The headline numbers are the strongest Anthropic has published for a coding-focused release. The part that didn't make the announcement: a new tokenizer that inflates input token counts up to 1.35 times on code-heavy prompts, and a context drift problem that no published Opus 4.7 benchmark directly measures. Key facts: 1. Released April 16, 2026. Generally available, same pricing tier as Opus 4.6, $5 M in, $25 M out. 1. 270% on Cursor Bench versus 58% for Opus 4.6. 12 percentage point gain on single session task, completion to 3.3 times production task resolution improvement over Opus 4.6 on Rakuten's internal evaluation 1.4 file system based memory for multi-session continuity. New in 4.7, allows the model to persist context across session boundaries 1.5 loop resistance and graceful error recovery. Reduces mid-task abandonment on tool failures 1.6. Tokenizer change: input token count scale 1.01, 35 times versus Opus 4.6, depending on content type. Code-dense prompts hit the upper bound 1. What the benchmarks actually measure: every number in the Opus 4.7 announcement is customer-reported rather than independently reproduced on a public harness. Cursor's 70% is task completion rate within a single coding session. Rakuten's 3 times is production bug resolution with unknown session length bounds. 2. This matters because none of these benchmarks simulate what long-running coding means in practice. A continuous session with 150-plus sequential tool calls, file states mutating underneath a plan, loop detection, logic firing between steps, and a 500K token context window that the model must navigate coherently from step 1 to step 200. 2. The closest published proxy is Notion's plus 14% multi-step workflow number, but Notion hasn't released evaluation methodology. For teams whose agents run multi-hour tickets, the honest answer is, the improvements are directionally real, but the magnitude depends on where your tasks break today. The tokenizer tax at scale. The least publicized change in Opus 4.7 is the tokenizer upgrade. Anthropic advises that depending on content type, input token counts may increase by approximately 1.01, 35 times compared to Opus 4.6. 1. For a typical 8-hour engineering session, the practical impact: a session consuming 400,000 input tokens on Opus 4.6 now consumes 540,000 tokens on Opus 4.7 at $5 M input. That's $2 versus $2.70 per session on input alone. Multiply by 10 agents running overnight. $20 night, right arrow, $27 night. Just on the tokenizer delta, the compounding problem is prompt caching. Anthropic offers up to 90% cost reduction via cache hits. 2. But because cache keys are token sensitive, a tokenizer change invalidates previously cached prompt prefixes. Teams that built their cost model on Opus 4.6 cache hit rates will see effective costs spike until prompts are re-optimized for the new tokenizer. Safety and stability. Project Glasswing Opus 4.7 is the first model to fully integrate the safeguards developed under Project Glasswing, Anthropic's cybersecurity initiative that automatically detects and blocks high-risk cybersecurity uses. 1. In the context of long-running coding tasks, this manifests as a more robust refusal boundary for dangerous operations. If an agent tries to modify a sensitive security configuration in a way that introduces a known vulnerability, e.g., hard-coding a credential during a refactor, Opus 4.7 is significantly more likely to catch the error and suggest a secure alternative. While this adds friction to some edge case workflows, it is a critical safety net for autonomous agents operating in production environments. Anthropic's safety evaluation reports lower rates of misaligned behavior during multi-step tasks for Opus 4.7 compared to its predecessors, with the model scoring 98.5% on the XBOW autonomous penetration testing benchmark. 2. Where context drift still happens, Opus 4.7's file system memory and loop resistance address two real failure modes: forgetting across session breaks and spinning on unrecoverable tool errors. These are meaningful improvements for agentic workflows. The underlying degradation in long context coherence, where transformer attention drops off sharply for information positioned in the middle of a large window, is well documented. 3. File system-based memory. Beyond context windows, unlike the transient context window, the new file system-based memory in Opus 4.7 allows the model to persist key insights across session boundaries. In a multi-day coding project, standard agents often lose the mental model of the architecture if the context is flushed. Opus 4.7 can now be instructed to maintain a clawed memory file, or similar, that it treats as a high-priority, long-term anchor. This reduces the need for the agent to re-scan the entire codebase at the start of every session, though it requires explicit agentic orchestration to maintain accurately. Visual acuity. The 3.75 MP upgrade for front-end QA, one of the most significant yet under-discussed upgrades in 4.7, is the jump to 3.75 megapixel visual resolution, a 3x improvement over prior models. 1. In long-running coding tasks, this acuity is transformative for front-end engineering and automated QA agents. Previously, an agent trying to debug a CSS alignment issue or a pixel-perfect design discrepancy often hallucinated the cause because it couldn't see the fine-grained details of a dense screenshot. Opus 4.7 can resolve small text elements and complex layout issues in screenshots at significantly higher fidelity than its predecessors. 1. For teams building autonomous UI fix-it agents, this means the model can now effectively look at the terminal output and the browser window simultaneously to identify where a build failed visually. Adaptive thinking. When to let the model reason deeper, Opus 4.7 introduces adaptive thinking technology, which allows the model to dynamically adjust reasoning depth based on task complexity. 2. For most standard refactors, the model conserves tokens and responds quickly. For long-running tasks that involve complex architectural decisions, such as migrating a legacy monolith to a distributed microservices pattern, adaptive thinking allows the model to pre-reason through the dependency graph before emitting its first tool call. The trade-off is latency and token spend. The model consumes more tokens in its internal thought trace on harder problems, but this often results in more correct on the first try tool calls. If your agent is running an 8-hour ticket, the extra reasoning time per step is a cheap insurance policy against a 20-minute loop where the model tries to fix a bug it introduced 3 steps prior. Running the 200-step comparison to quantify the 4.6 right arrow 4.7 delta for your own task distribution, set up a fixed benchmark. The same 200-step coding task run on each model with identical prompts, adjusted for the tokenizer, measured on step completion count, first tool failure step, and total token spend. For a reproducible harness, the SWE bench dataset provides real-world GitHub issues with deterministic pass-fail oracles, the target repository's test suite, making success rate objective. 5. The setup, initializing the model client and dispatching a single benchmark task, looks like this. Run this task set on both models and compare. Step count to first passing test, backtrack rate, tool calls that undo a previous write, and total input-output token spend. Expect Opus 4.7 to show 10-15% fewer backtracks on tasks where the failure mode is mid-task abandonment, but roughly equivalent drift behavior after step 100 for tasks with long constraint chains. Visual debugging example to test the 3.75 MP acuity upgrade, try a task that requires matching a UI implementation against a high-resolution design spec or screenshot. Bottom line, for teams running sub-100-step coding agents, Opus 4.7 is a straightforward upgrade. 12 pp better task completion, 3x production ticket resolution, same price. The tokenizer change is a minor line item. For teams running 150+ step overnight agents, the calculus is different. Budget for a 20-35% input, token increase on code heavy prompts, Ray validate cash hit rates post upgrade, and add explicit Ray anchor checkpoints to your agent loop. The file system memory and loop resistance will help, but context drift at long range is still your problem to engineer around, not Anthropic's. For a structured framework on choosing between Opus 4.7, Sonnet 4.6, and competing frontier models based on task duration and cost tolerance, see course/Picking a Frontier Model 2026 Q2. Further reading 1. Introducing Claude Opus 4.7, retrieve 2026 432 Claude Opus Model Card, retrieve 2026 433, Lost in the Middle. How Language Models Use Long Contexts, retrieve 2026 434 Anthropic News, retrieve 2026 435, SWE Bench. Can Language Models Resolve Real-World GitHub Issues? Retrieved 2026 430 Internal Links course/Picking a Frontier Model 2026 Q2, Glossary/Context Window. Blog/2026 430 Anthropic Creative Connectors.